June 9th, 2019, Solemnity of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, I do not speak here to assure you that there will be no trials in your life. I come to help you to unite under the power of my commandments. It is in this way I will protect you and help you to recognize all evil. You cannot know how to battle an unrecognizable enemy. In this evil age, Satan hides himself in every form of entertainment, in the mass media, and most often in opinions which lead souls away from my commandments. Politics are no longer just politics. They are a vehicle of promoting Satan's agenda. Today, you have a strong leader as president of your country. However, even the obvious good he is trying to achieve is under attack by Satan's agents in the world. The people Satan has influenced in the world do not recognize who is influencing their distortion of truth. I call this convoluted politics. Remember that Satan is the prince of all lies. He is able to twist even the most noble plans to his evil. I come to speak to you to help you to find the truth and to expose Satan's lies. I am calling you to recognize good and to oppose evil. Do not trust just title and position. Look beneath the surface for the truth according to my commandments. Worthy authority respects my commandments." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.